Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Lou Brock. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Thacker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Cardwell. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The shortstop, Elio Chacon. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willard Hunter. Pitching for the New York Mets, Willard Hunter. And now, play ball. Don Landrum batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Landrum hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hubbs hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops it up and throws to first, with Hunter covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ashburn hits a fly ball into right field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Chacon takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Neal hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Banks hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Brock hits a line drive towards short. Chacon catches it and throws to first to double up Banks. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Mantilla hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Mantilla moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Taylor moves to second. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hickman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Hickman reaches second base with a double. Taylor scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Willard Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hunter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Rogers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Thacker is called out on strikes. One out. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cardwell hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0-for-1 in the game. Landrum hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Chacon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Chacon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Ashburn moves to second. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-1 in the game. Neal hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Landrum who is chasing the ball. Neal reaches third base with a triple. Ashburn scores. It's 2-0, Mets. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Mets. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up towards short. Chacon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hickman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Hickman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rogers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hunter fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker is 0 for 1 in the game. Thacker hits a line drive into left field. Thomas picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Thomas. Rogers goes all the way around to score. Thacker moves to third. It's Cubs, 2, Mets, 2. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cardwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Landrum batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Landrum is 0 for 2 in the game. Landrum hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Thacker scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Hubbs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landrum moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Hubbs moves to second. Ray Devault now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landrum scores. Hubbs scores. Williams moves to third. It's 5-2, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo strikes out. Taylor drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Santo out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ray Devault is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Devault hits a line drive towards short. Rogers reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ashburn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Chacon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Chacon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rogers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rogers is hit by the pitch. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devault fires to first and picks off Rogers. Two outs. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thacker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thacker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Neal hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Thacker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mantilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Neal moves to second. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Neal scores. It's 5-3, Cubs. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodges hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cardwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Duvall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Landrum is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Landrum hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. The ball gets by Taylor for a passed ball. Landrum moves to second. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Hubbs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hubbs takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Landrum moves to third. Hubbs moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Banks is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Landrum tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 6-3, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hickman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hickman is hit by the pitch. Rod Cannell pinch hits for Ray Devault. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hickman moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Don Elston now pitching. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ashburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Chacon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Chacon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Hickman moves to third. Cannell moves to second. 2 outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Neal is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Neal hits a fly ball into right field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Moorhead now pitching. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas throws the ball into Neil, who tags Brock, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thacker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thacker hits a line drive towards short. Chacon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Elston hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mantilla hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Landrum is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hubbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodges hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Thacker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marv Thronberry pinch hits for Bob Moorhead. Marv Thronberry, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thronberry takes first base on ball 4. Joe Christopher pinch runs for Marv Thronberry. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Christopher moves to second. Cliff Cook pinch hits for Elio Chacon. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cook strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.